Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another Odyssey check-in, this time starring Daniel from Interpol. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I got the we got the jackets. We got jackets.
I got
today.
The memo.
Yeah. I was always told one time a grown man wears a jacket, so I appreciate the jacket brotherhood that we are
forming.
I feel
very naked without a jacket, I have to say. It's bizarre, but
it is very strange. It is very strange. Well, congratulations. The new album is incredible. I absolutely love it. I think Tony is really big. I mean, it feels like Interpol got big again, you know? It's all this production. What are your thoughts on it? I mean, first off, it took forever. You know, it feels like forever, 4 years. I got to imagine some of that is because of COVID, right?
I mean, first, thank you very much. That's really nice to hear. you know, we actually average about 4 years per record. We just kind of, you know, we tour usually for about a year and a half. Then, yes, we had, like, you know, the lockdowns and everything, like, you know, bigger things were happening in life and so forth. But it's just, that's just our pace. It's like a year and a half, then we usually take a break, then I start writing, and then we kind of plot a time to get together, and then we just start piecemealing new material, and then the recording. And then, I mean, granted, we finished a record in late December, early January, so it's been a while.
You struck on something that got me. You said when you're writing, you put together whatever you're writing. What is the process for you guys? Explain the Interpol process for me.
Usually the songs like begin with me just writing at home, just on the same guitar I've had since I was a teenager for the most part. It's like old classical guitar. And then once, you know, it's been, and then usually after taking a break from the touring cycle and so forth, and then we'll just start touching bass and seeing if we're ready to start like bring on new ideas. And then I'll, you know, this time because we were in remote locations and there was a lockdown, we had to like send things around. But essentially once I have a batch of material and we're all feeling kind of like psyched to get going again, I'll play the songs for Paul and Sam in person, or I'll send them in this case, and then we'll flesh them out together and make them into Interpol material together. And then Paul obviously writes all the lyrics, and he does write all the bass parts and guitar parts and a whole bunch of stuff. So
it's fascinating because it feels like you guys are all, I don't know, when I think of a band, you guys have been around forever, right? I mean, when you guys met, were you 17 years old, 18 years old? You were kids, you were babies. And now you've been around each other for this long. Are you guys like hanging out on just a regular basis, or is all of this is life pretty much separate for everybody?
Well, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's we're all friends, you know, we all like each other, and we're still a band because we have this chemistry. Like, it's, and it's very clear, like, you know, the moment we start writing music, it's just right there, and it's like, it's not, you don't even need to converse, you just, it's happening. And so therefore it's like the most illustrated reminder as to why you're still a band. And if it wasn't there, if it was sort of kind of like you had to bleed this a little bit, then we would stop or take a break or not force it. We've never had to force anything, which is very fortunate. I'm really grateful for, and I'm also just in awe that we, you know, it's still there and it has this urgency. In the room when we're writing, it's sort of as, you know, it feels like it is like record one, where you're just like, this is the most important thing that you could be doing at that moment. And that's the way you should feel, you know, and it shouldn't be like an effort or a job, and it's not. But then also, you know, when when you are like putting out a record and you are touring, you're spending so much time together. So you're basically, you're like sailors sleeping on this like moving ship of a bus going to, you know, like bunk beds. Then you get off and then you go to the hotel. Then you have like, you know, sound check. Then you have like interviews together and then you have a show and then you have like the 90% of waiting that is the cliche of rock and roll. You know what I mean? So you are spending a lot of time together. We don't live in the same city at the same time, you know, when we're not touring. So
do you miss that part?
That's just life. I mean, it's like not, I mean, it's just like those things are not the same for me in general, like as they were 20 years ago. You know, I'm sure they're not the same as they were for you 10 years ago. Do you know what I mean? So
I don't even remember 10 years ago.
Well, there you
I
go.
Have no
same
idea.
Thing. So I'm just assuming that's the way it was for me. No, but I don't know. I'm not too, I'm less like, I grew up being very nostalgic because I moved around a lot as a kid. And now I'm not so nostalgic, but that's because we're still doing all these things, and you know, I think we're really fully invested in this. And you know, with the other side of Make Believe, the record, it's just, I think, you know, we're just we put everything we had into it, and when you see that going on, you're just kind of more, you know, in the present's more important to you. That's like where you're at versus kind of waxing on about the past. So in that sense, I'm just grateful that it's I have that. You know, we have that.
Well, I think it's hard to talk, and this would probably annoy you, but I'm used to annoying people in my life. I think it's hard to talk to Interpol or anybody from Interpol without talking about the body of work, right? I mean, it's just so impressive, and it is, especially those first two albums were just masterpieces. Antics was damn near perfect from front to back. So it's hard to not talk about that. And I'm sure that is kind of irritating.
It's not irritating at all. No. It's really just nice to hear always.
But how does that inform doing what you guys did and part of the zeitgeist that you guys were a part of, you know, in the early aughts? How does that inform how you write today?
I mean, for one, you know, it's always nice to hear that. I love the fact, you know, I know like Turn on the Bright Lights occupies a special place in the hearts of our fans and so forth. And that's, you know, it's an honor to have that. And it's like, it's amazing 20 years ago that, you know, it's just incredible. So that's like just not lost on me. And I'm not flipping on that. And so, and, you know, also you recognize it's also the part of just like rock and roll music, the first thing you hear, the early things and so forth. And then just in life in general, like the first time you go to a restaurant, maybe you have this like bite of something that's incredible. You might go back the second time. It might not occupy the same space as it did the first time. I think this is a bit of human nature. All that to say, it's more of like, that is great, you know, totally, you know, and I'm very happy about that. But I love all of our records. I'm really proud of all our records. And I'm that makes me happy that, like, I would hate to be in a position where I, you know, there was like a record where I just try to like detach myself, you know, self from, or just be like, I don't know what we're doing there. Like, I hated reading about that when I was a kid, when an artist would actually do that about a record that I liked. So to me, it was actually very important when we're making all of our records to feel really like, oh, this is a document of these 3 years or whatever of the writing, the recording of this. So to me, it's like, that's great that you feel that way about Antics. I love that record too. I love playing songs from that record. But it's also artistically, you should always feel, I think, and this applies to all arts. I think, you know, the latest thing should always feel like the best thing or the most important thing. And I think for us right now, that's the way it feels. But that's not a, you know, to discount anything we've done previously.
What does this album mean to you? I mean, you talk about it as if it, you know, is, and you said it very rightly, the most important thing that's happening in your life and the most important thing that is going on for you. So what about this album is so special?
I mean, you know, that's a good question. It's a hard question to answer. It's just, I feel like it's, you know, one, maybe, you know, it's too soon in the moment of actually writing and recording it in the sense of like with the pandemic and so forth. But ultimately, it was, you know, when we realized that we would not be able to get together in the same room and write the songs together as like we have done traditionally, that we'd have to do this remotely and start sending tracks around and so forth. Once that started getting, you know, got going, and it was actually working quite well off the bat, you know, like, you know, these results, the songs were moving forward in a way that felt very much mirroring as if we were rehearsing in the same room. Like, you saw every week you saw progression of the songs and it got very exciting. Then it became something to kind of latch onto. So while you're still kind of locked down or movements were very limited, and then obviously there are bigger things happening in the world, this is something to kind of put all of your emotion into and your focus and to get like a little bit of like joy and I don't know. For me, it was really just something that made me feel like it empowered me a little bit. It's actually, weirdly enough, and it's also the feeling of writing this record and seeing it progress along, was it reminded me of like being like almost like a teenager, like I remember when I was a teenager, I put on like, you know, my headphones and walked down the street, and that whatever thing that you were into, it just became like a blanket or an armor, and you just felt, you know, just sort of in your own world and kind of like, yeah, again, empowered. It kind of felt like that for me when I'd take these tracks for a walk and, you know, trying to think about like the way we're moving them forward and the progression. It just kind of put everything into it. So yeah, this record, so obviously it occupies this moment of time, but then I really do think it's like, it shows that the band is like, it's continually like evolving. Like, you know, I can see that Paul and Sam are getting better and better as artists and musicians. And I think we're becoming more and more experienced, as you would think. And I think this record hold is as good as anything we've done previously.
It's amazing that you've been doing it for so long and you can still see and hear people getting better at it.
For sure.
Important.
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, Paul is he's like a great artist and just one of those people that just gets better at things. It's like, you know, he can.
That's annoying.
It's, well, you know, it's also it's something to admire in the sense that like he's someone who can all of a sudden start like pick up something new and then all of a sudden he's pretty damn good at it. And, you know, but it took him like 6 months to become pretty damn good at it. But that's a testament to his mettle. Yeah.
You talked about the writing process being different this time. You know, I think about just walking around, you know, an office space and seeing how the entire place is different. I wonder if the way that you've written the last 2 years is going to change it going forward.
I mean, you know, now, like, I mean, basically what we did is what I think bands of the modern age have been doing forever, which is like just sending files around. But we've just been like, no, you know, we don't do that so often. We'd get together in the room and, you know, kind of hash it out like old school vibes, and then the songs would have to kind of prove themselves before they're ready to go like record. And this time we had to do this because we're all in different countries and so forth. But it did show us that we can do it this way. You know what I mean? We didn't do all of it this way. We did a good portion of it when we just could not find ourselves in the same spot. And then we did have a little bit of time to, like, for instance, like Tony's actually a song that I was in Spain for like a lot of the lockdown, and I was working on it there, like the progression. But then when we finally were able to get together for the first time in March 2021, which was the first time I'd seen those guys since our last show in Peru in November 2019, we rented a house in the Catskills. We moved like the couch out of the living room, set up all of our gear there, and there was an old rickety like family piano, and I started playing that on the piano, and then Sam jumped on the kid and Paul jumped on the bass, and then the song kind of came together that way. And right there you're like, oh yeah, this is why we're a band again. You could see it remotely, and then you could see it in the moment. It just kind of came right back together. And it's a beautiful thing, I think, about, not to be corny, but like about music, it's this weird thing, like, why do humans have a reaction to it, and like, what is it about it? But it's a very visceral thing.
Well, there is this interesting thing about, you know, humanity right now, and the things that we are finding to be so impactful in our lives are the things that are so basic to us, right? We love the comfort food again, and the idea of you doing this just the way that you guys did it, that's probably the reason why you feel like a teenager again, right? It almost feels like the first time you did it. I wonder if when Ben Gibbard was making the Postal Service, if any of us are like, that's the future. Yeah. Wait, can't wait till that happens again in 2020.
He was ahead of the curve.
Yes, he was. So the thing about Interpol that I've kind of noticed is that you guys don't really ever get into politics, and that's probably by design. I wonder if some of that's changing. Do you feel a responsibility to start dabbling a little bit, considering, I don't know, the moment?
I mean, for me, I'm a very political person. You know, I'm very informed. I you know, I feel like there is a responsibility to stay aware and to try to find a way to be, you know, I mean, and be very vigilant in this day and age, too, and make sure that, you know, just it's what you used to be able to take for granted as far as the news. It's not that, right? So it takes a little work, and I think it is our responsibility to be so. I mean, outwardly, as a band, we haven't taken that position. You know, I think maybe subverse kind of way, maybe we have in some details and so forth. I mean, lyrically, I leave that's all Paul, so I don't want to speak on his behalf, but I feel like even like the title, The Other Side of Make Believe, you could look at, you know, we live in an era where that could be something, you know, a statement for many different areas, right? You know, nothing is as it might seem. And so we haven't like taken that position or been like one side or the other side, but it's these times definitely kind of ask you to, I don't know, to be very, to perhaps do so.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a conscious effort, though, some bands make to stay completely out of it.
I think so. I mean, and obviously some bands really, that's a big part of their, who they are. And I, you know, I'm very much admire them.
Yeah. Cause it's tough. It's tough to keep your mouth shut sometimes, you know, because every time that you do, you know, it could go one way or the other. And all of a sudden you're, you know, you're dialing up some, trouble one side of, on one side or the other at some point. It's not going to be, not going to be easy to navigate. That's for sure. So I want to go through a couple of things. I know people care about, you know, a lot of the firsts and the things that happen for the first time or your first. I like lasts. I like the list of lasts. So I've got a list of lasts here that I want to ask you about. All right. So,
all right.
Like, for instance, what is the last record that you bought?
The last record that I bought, I think maybe the Aldous Harding record.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Nerding out on me. last TV show you binged?
Oof. Probably Better Call Saul.
Yeah? Well, it's back.
I know. It's always a cruel thing when they kind of split the seasons up like that.
Yeah,
but
well,
it works.
You'll get Stranger Things 5 in about 2030.
There you go.
Last time you went on an all-night bender.
Ooh.
I asked because I just did this, and I'm 40.
You went on a...
Oh, this is a bad idea post-40. It's a very bad idea.
What was Do Tell?
Well, I insinuated a couple minutes ago, you know, James Murphy has a really nice spot in town,
right.
And it ended with a lot of mezcal and a very, very, very expensive tab. It's a great place, just quite pricey if you decide to stay there for 4, 5, 7 hours. Yeah, so what was your last all-night bender? You got one?
It's been a minute. I gotta say, like, all-night bender, it might have been a minute.
Last picture in your camera roll.
It was not a selfie, I'll tell you that much.
You don't take you as a selfie man.
No, it's probably only to see if it's like, you know, make sure I'm like not looking like a sweaty mess.
Last person you texted?
Last person, it was actually one of my bandmates.
Yeah, and then last concert you saw that wasn't your own?
Ooh, last concert that, well, I don't know if this is the very last concert, but we played in Mexico City, and the band that played with us was this band, Dry Cleaning.
Okay.
I'd heard some of their tracks before, but then just watched them. You know, it's always great when you're watching a band before you play, that, especially in the context that it was like a one-off show, and they were just great live.
Also, great band name, Dry Cleaning.
Yeah, great. And also just like a really unique energy, and then just really... like very urgent energy and just sort of like, and then you can see the crowd getting really into it and not knowing, you know, just the whole thing happening. And it was great to see. It just makes you really excited to go play too right afterwards, which is the best.
I don't know why this just struck me, but you guys spend a lot of time paying really close attention to music videos in an age where, you know, at least rock stars are not paying attention to music videos anymore. You know, Beyonce cares about music videos. You guys spend so much time and effort into that. Why? And, I'm sure there's a reason.
Well, for one, we're all big film fans, you know? Okay. So I feel like, you know, for me, I write like, I mean, this is a little bit separate from music videos, but since the beginning, I've always, like, I write while watching films. Like, I can't just sit there and just like write. It's too much of like pressure of like, this must happen now. I need a little bit of distraction as well as visual simulation. So to me, like, film is my biggest influence in general, more than music, I would say. But I think for us, we're all big film fans. And then, like with the Tony and Something Changed, I think the idea of doing like a part one film and a part two film, and then the concept, you know, Van Alpert had a great, you know, idea with the dancing themes and so forth and the, you know, the subcontext. And I think we were just, really into that. So yeah, no, I think it's at the same time, yeah, we're in an age where it's, in some ways it's a good age for music videos because it's just like an evolving age from like when I was a kid maybe. And then like, but then in some ways it's like, I don't know. It's still evolving in some ways.
We might be the same age. I mean, I just missed them. I think that's the reason I missed them. I hate to be corny about it, but, you know, Carson Daly turning me on to the Korn music video is still the moment that I'm like, wow, this is something that could be done. It's a lost art, and I wish that more bands took it more seriously, because I'm really tired of watching music videos where it's just the band playing in front of shiplap. You know, it's just the same music video every time. This has been great. I'm really excited about the album. And by the way, the Tony video is fantastic. And
thank you.
He's a damn good actor.
He's great,
he's
right?
He's a damn good actor. Yes,
he's really good. I was really, really impressed. And I'm encouraging him to do more, for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. He's the star of the show when it comes to the... Why are you in it? Why are you doing a thing? feel like a cop.
He's great in, I think I'm probably the guy like hiding behind the corner or something. Yeah. Too shy.
This has been great. Congratulations on the album. It's so, so fun. It feels like you guys are so right back into the pocket. Maybe you never left, but sometimes when, you know, a band's out of the consciousness for a minute, you're like, oh my God, they still got it. They still got it. It's Daniel from Interpol. Thank you again for joining us for another Odyssey Check-In. Daniel from Interpol.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.